Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, to get us into the summer mood, every Friday at this time, we chat to some well-known faces and familiar voices to hear a little bit about their summer memories. And today, I'm joined by model and TV presenter, Glenda Gilson. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm
well.
Good. I'm not bad.
I wish I could bring the sunshine with me.
I know, yeah. You're like me. You're sort of in the black bottoms and black jacket. And yeah,
the light T-shirt underneath, because you never know what weather
in
you're going to meet.
Glenda.
You know?
Yeah. Are you a summer season fan? Is it one of your favourites, or where does it sit?
Absolutely. I love the sunshine, love a bit of heat. Unfortunately, we're not getting it at the moment. But yeah, who doesn't love going away?
When you think back to your childhood, what's your first summer memory?
I suppose good weather. I have to say, I remember just always being outside. The weather was always shining. And especially now with Wimbledon on, I remember like we'd be all outside with rackets and balls.
Oh, really?
We were the next Steffi Graf, I think, at the time, or Andre Agassi. But yeah, The summer weeks, months used to be full of good weather, and I remember just being outside all the time. The only time you'd come in is if you needed to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And you'd knock on the door
and you
leg
just had
it
to
in
sort out your own fun, didn't you?
Yeah, like playing rounders or hide and go seek. Or
were your summers always spent in Dublin as a child?
Yeah, no, we'd always go on a holiday, of course, but most of the weeks of the summer holiday, yeah, you'd be at home playing outside.
Do you know, it's remarkable the number of people who come in to chat to us for summer memories, and they all talk about their best childhood summer memories being those days just playing with their neighbours.
Sitting on a green, sitting on a wall, and they're the best times,
killing
you know?
Time. What's your best summer holiday from over the years?
My best summer holiday. I have to say, I went away years ago with my folks and my brother, and we went to Florida and we did Disneyland and Universal Studios.
Yeah.
But we were going elsewhere. I think we were going on a cruise and we saw a rocket launch at Cape Canaveral, which was just amazing to see. I remember at the time and thinking back at it too. But they were great memories. And of course, I was thinking about it there earlier and I was like, I remember we used to have the little disposable Kodak cameras.
Oh yeah, that you got
and
developed.
And we'd head over to the mall every day and get them developed and buy a new one and off we'd go and get the photos. It's not like today, you know,
a million
photos you can take by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Were you a summer job person over the years in school?
I was, yes. But I used to go and work with my dad. And my dad would be out on building sites. He was a painter and decorator and I'd go to work with him. And it was great, I tell you, because I could go in with him. I could take half days here and there as well and I'd still get a full pace, a week's pay, you know.
So were you painting with him?
I was getting a bit of cash. I was getting paid, yeah. I was painting, absolutely.
Yeah.
And like I was on, it was a man's world, I remember, you know. I'd be the only girl on site, or he was working on fire stations at the time and there I was with painting away.
So when I need the hall done, now you're the woman to have in to ask the questions of
absolutely.
Stripping the walls and painting over wallpaper. Would you do much work now decorating in your own house now? Like, has that stayed with you?
I'd always be into that. Interior would be something that, but like you go through once it's done and then you go, oh, that's grand, leave that now for, and before you know it, it's a couple of years later, it's like, okay, let's
back
change it up
again,
you know?
The Gaeltacht, was that ever on your summer agenda?
It was indeed.
Yeah.
I did 2 or 3 years in Cloisterlurgan.
Where is that?
That's Connemara.
Okay.
So that was a great one. They've done well over the years with, remember they had some song that went viral
a couple
of years ago?
Yes.
I had great fun there. And then I did Columbus, I remember, which was a little bit more lenient.
Was it?
And I'm fluent in Irish as a result. No, I am not.
I was going to say, we'll get you in for a conversation about that.
No, I wish I was, but we paid more attention to the boys on the crack back then, you know.
I never made it to the Gaeltacht. I
did
go to German college once, yeah.
Oh, right, no.
Just didn't have the same crack as the Gaeltacht from
it
the stories sound I hear.
No. I did France as well. I went away to France, but the Gaeltacht was some crack.
Yeah. If I could turn back time. Favourite person to holiday with?
I suppose I'll have to say Rob, my husband.
You don't have to say it.
Well, I will, because he is a bit of crack. And I suppose if when we do get away, it's not too often on our own anymore. Yeah, you get it all in and we enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
But the kids, I have to say, I know I'm going to go for that one as well. The enjoyment you get out of bringing the kids away is great. Like from the airport, airplane, to being in the swimming pool. You know, you get a great kick out of watching them.
Yeah, you don't dread bringing children on a plane or...
No, of course I do well too. But you know, you've your good days and your bad days with them. So, you know, you just hope for the
best.
It's
worth it.
Yeah.
If you won the lotto, do you have a dream holiday destination?
Well, I was only thinking, I've never been to Canada. I'd love to go to Canada. Brazil would be another place.
Nice, yeah.
And Japan. I'd love to go to Japan. I know they're three totally different, yeah. But yeah, like I've done New Zealand, Australia, places like that, China, Hawaii, you know.
Have you?
So these are kind of, they're the places I'd love to try and do next.
Japan definitely is on my list at some point too. More so for the food, actually.
Yeah, it's, like you get lost on Instagram if you watch.
Yeah, just look at
some, one video of a girl in Japan, you know, this hair washing thing is now viral, but you just get
sucked into it.
Yeah, and you're
sushi roll after
with
sushi roll
from Japan. So that's my new destination where I want to go.
Did you ever work abroad for any summer in your younger years? No.
Never.
There was no like.
Never. I was working here. I was modelling from
kind of
early.
A young age, weren't you?
Yeah. And I remember, shit jeepers, if you even went on a holiday, your agent would tell you that you missed Vogue. Vogue were on, and you know, as a But you'd be like, oh, you missed everything. And summer is quiet.
Is it?
It is a quiet time for models. Like August, September, it starts back up with all the shows. But no, I was always here slogging away, trying to get my face out there, you know?
Yeah. That's a tough world.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a tough game.
Model for punishment these days. That's about it.
Holiday romances. Were they a part of your summers? Abroad on holidays, I suppose, more so than at home.
No, not that I remember. No, it was away with my mum and dad and an older brother, 5 years. Summer romances in Dublin, of course. And the Gael talk show, every second day, there was a, you were in a new relationship. I think everyone was, you know.
Do you have things you can't holiday without?
I suppose your phone. My phone has everything on it.
Are you kind of glued to the phone?
Not that I'm glued to the phone, but I have my cards, my email, everything. Yes, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, it's stuck to me nearly all the time.
The phone, the charger, and a pair of sunglasses. I tell you, if you go to the sun, have you ever been out in the sunny day?
I know.
No sunglasses. It's, you know, that's it. So I need my sunglasses.
Do you read on holidays?
I used to. I read my phone now.
Yeah.
I used to, but no, not with kids.
Too busy.
No, yeah.
Haven't time.
Jesus, you can't. I'm thankful for voice messages.
Yeah.
Because
before you put your
head down, it's not ideal when you're looking after children. So now the voice messages, you can look up and keep your eye on them while you talk. You know?
It's a totally different form of communication,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a mad world.
We ask everybody for their summer holiday song and what it reminds them of. What's yours?
Well, I don't know if it reminds me, but I'm going to go with Madonna's Holiday.
Oh,
because
deadly.
It's just a great upbeat song.
Yeah.
It always gets you in the mood. Even though Instagram's kind of killing it at the moment for me. It's kind of become one of those viral videos, that song on Instagram. And I'm like, please don't
stop
kill it
using
for me.
It. And that always happens with songs in the summer. Yeah, so that's your holiday tune.
So here I am,
here
shoving it down your ears.
Oh, no, I love it. Absolutely. Glenda, listen, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on the programme today. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live to share your summer memories with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.